We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Refueling tanker crashes in Mississippi. We've got the story.
City plans to improve downtown Wichita Park. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. School board members elected a new board president and vice president at Monday night's meeting.
An active duty, highly awarded Army soldier arrested by a SWAT team accused of trying to help ISIS. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News, a story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday we got to 97 for the high in Wichita, but we could get into the triple digit range today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
The search continues for service members on board a military plane that crashed Monday afternoon in rural Mississippi. According to county officials, the KC-130 refueling tanker spiraled to the ground into a soybean field about 85 miles north of Jackson. LaFleur County Emergency Management Director Fred Randall says there could be more than a dozen people killed.
What was the exact number of people who have been pronounced dead?
We've told 16.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News plans are moving ahead to renovate Nafsker Park in downtown Wichita.
Interest Bank wasn't around when they built that park, and so they'd like to have something that could work as pre-performance space and post-performance space, gathering space for events at Interest Bank, and kind of tie in with what the area is becoming.
The city has announced a $1.5 million plan to improve the park. Renovations would include a gas line and electrical hookups. Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS.
Board members elected a new board president and vice president on an otherwise light agenda Monday night at the Wichita Board of Education meeting.
Mike Rohde, District 5 representative, was elected as the board's new president on a 4-3 vote. Rohde has been a board member since 2013 and served as board vice president in the 2015-2016 school year. Rohde replaces outgoing president Cheryl Logan. Betty Arnold, District 1 representative, was elected as vice president on a 5-2 vote. Arnold has served on the board since 2007 and has previously served two terms each as president and vice president. She replaces outgoing vice president Barbara Fuller. Rohde and Arnold assumed their new duties at the conclusion of Monday night's meeting. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
More information on a weekend shooting near downtown Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Sunday night on Topeka, south of Kellogg.
When officers arrived, they located a 55-year-old male. He had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to his abdomen area. And it reported to officers that he was asleep in one of the apartments, was woke up by being shot by an unknown suspect. This is still an open and active investigation.
The man was hospitalized in critical condition.
A U.S. Army sergeant in Hawaii becomes the first active duty soldier to be charged with providing material support to ISIS.
The FBI says Ikaika Kang, a 34-year-old active duty Army soldier, has a history of making threats against his co-workers and making pro-ISIS arguments. Kang is a highly awarded soldier who's been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan fighting for the U.S. On his computer, the FBI says classified documents were found. They say he tried to get military documents to ISIS and even made videos to provide training to the group. He was arrested by an FBI SWAT team. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Donald Trump Jr. has lawyered up after revealing that he met during the campaign with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer at Trump Tower, who he was told had damaging information about Hillary Clinton.
The attorney for Trump Jr. calls it much ado about nothing and doesn't comment on any Russian connection. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders Monday.
I would certainly say Don Jr. did not collude with anybody to influence the election.
Senate Intelligence Committee ranking Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia says he wonders why Donald Jr. didn't reveal the information sooner.
If I was a campaign manager and had been contacted by what may be an agent of a foreign power and was told that that agent might have damaging information about a potential candidate, I think I'd remember that meeting.
No comment from the White House. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight in Miami. We'll have a preview. A few Kansas City Royals will be involved. It's all coming up in sports.
Congress is back in Washington, but is there any hope for a health care overhaul? That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Congress returned from 4th of July recess Monday. Republican leaders in the Senate are hoping to revive their ailing health care bill and secure a vote before August. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Affordable Care Act must be repealed and replaced.
Higher prices, fewer options, diminished hope. That is the legacy of Obamacare for too many.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans have no interest in bipartisan solutions.
Republican leadership is not telling their members, vote for this bill because it's a good bill. Nope. They're saying, vote for this bill or you'll have to work with Democrats.
Dozens of major fires are burning in the West. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Santa Barbara, California.
Whittier fire so fast it trapped a group of 90 campers and 50 counselors over the weekend. A bulldozer finally breaking through to kids like 9-year-old Finnegan McQueenie.
We're in the car and we drove straight through the fire. There was these trees super high that were exploding.
With towels on their heads and tears in their eyes, they were bussed to safety.
The FBI is now involved in the search for four young Pennsylvania men who vanished last Friday outside Philadelphia. ABC's Eva Pilgrim is in New Hope, Pennsylvania with more.
Outside Philadelphia, the FBI joining the search for four men missing since last week. Officials suspecting foul play. 19-year-old Jimmy Patrick was last seen Wednesday. 21-year-old Tom Mio, Mark Sturgis, 22, and 19-year-old Dean Finicario were all last seen on Friday. Investigators fear their disappearances are connected.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And so far this morning in traffic, things looking good. I just had a call from one of the traffic trackers out there. I had seen gasoline prices near 47th Street South and hydraulic right around $2.03 a gallon. But traffic tracker Allen is down there in South Wichita in that area, 47th Street South and hydraulic, 47th Street South and Broadway. Gasoline prices, $1.99 a gallon.
How about that?
Yeah, so back under that $2 a gallon threshold in some places here in Wichita. Thanks again for the call from traffic tracker Allen. KNSS Traffic Central, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Steve, good Tuesday to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. It seems a little muggy out there this morning. What do you think?
A little? You are the master of the understatement. Yeah, it is just thick soup. This morning when we went on the air at 4:30, we had a heat index of 82 degrees. It was just gross. I mean, there's no other way to get around it, so I've got to be the bearer of bad news. We're actually going to be warmer today than we were yesterday. Yesterday, we hit a high of 97. I've got 99 as a going number. Could we hit 100? Maybe what's the degree between friends? We probably, you know, we might. Either way, it's going to be very hot. The heat index is today up around 105 because of that lovely humidity you mentioned. Lots of sun and even more wind. South wind, 10, 25 miles an hour today, so we get it all here in Kansas, don't we?
At least a little breeze will make it feel a little cooler out there than, or less, I should say, less hot.
It'll move the hot air around fast.
There you go.
The only way to look at it. Do you like standing in front of your blow dryer? I don't use one personally, but that's probably got to be the feel today.
What is a blow dryer? Is that something for your trousers to dry?
It gets the wrinkles out of the pants.
I
haven't had to use one for so long, I forgot.
I don't.
Nothing to blow dryer.
I haven't used one since, well, I've never used one, so there you go. All right, that's enough of this personal stuff. You know, it occurs to me that I got out yesterday before it got too warm for a little workout. It occurs to me that people need to understand that even if they don't work out, even if they don't go out and run around the neighborhood and get just, you know, sweat like crazy, you still have a problem with hydration, if even if you're doing very little at all this time of year. Keep, you know, drink water even if you're not out there running around the neighborhood, you know?
It's a great point. And if you get to the point where you're actually thirsty, that means you're already dehydrated. So you should be drinking water to the point where you're, you know, you never get thirsty. Yeah, it's one of those things that you think, well, this is basic information. But people forget. And remember, the heat is a cumulative thing as we go through the days of heat. It's not just one day. It's we've got seven of them, at least, maybe even more. So, yeah, hydrate.
I saw a piece a while ago on TV, may have been on KSN, that some football practices is going on now. Is that correct?
I know. Yes. As a matter of fact, we had a live shot this morning because these football players are the high school teams are already getting out for practice, and they're doing it early in the morning. But of course, you know, you have those late afternoon practices too. So, you know, in the recent years, coaches have had to undergo a lot of training and just a lot of, you know, specialized skills to make sure that they're watching very closely for any kind of heat related illness. And these kids are just, you know, they're taking water breaks all the time. No longer is water withheld is kind of a punishment like it was back in our day when we used to play, you know.
You know, and it's interesting to contrast football in high school. When I was a kid, we started after Labor Day. and got about like a 10 days to prepare for the season. Yeah. And the school where I went, all we did was win every game for 4 or 5 years in a row. I mean, but we didn't start in the middle of the summer, for crying out loud. This is crazy. I'm sorry.
It's
nuts.
I agree. Yeah. I know they're ramping up. It's so much more competitive. And, you know, it gets earlier and earlier. Every season, it seems like it gets a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Right? All right. Yeah. Well,
I feel like the old curmudgeons right now.
Yeah.
You kids.
Yeah, I think you are. Thank you, Lee.
I probably am. I'll wear that mantle proudly.
All right. Thanks, Leon. The KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. And it is. I mean, I'm just, why are they practicing in the middle of summer? I'm sorry. I told somebody one time, a guy was telling me about the system at one of the high schools in town. And, you know, they started in the seventh grade. And I'm saying, you know what? I know guys who went out for sophomore football in high school and didn't know how to put the hip pads on. And in 2 years' time, they were all city and all state in football. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. You know how to hit. You know how to tackle. That's it. It's pretty easy. 7:15, Steve and Ted. Hey, on this date, in 1993, the strongest winds ever measured at Wichita Midcontinent Airport. A severe thunderstorm produced a 109-mile-per-hour gust. Fanning out over a 2-mile-wide area, the destructive winds began near the intersection of Kellogg and Dugan, where 14 power poles were sheared near their bases.
It is
5 aircraft destroyed, 20 were heavily damaged.
Wow.
Part of the roof of the FAA approach tower was peeled off and blown into the tower itself, resulting in $145,000 in damage.
It's nasty.
I was on this date in 1993. I'd forgotten about that little windstorm. 109-mile-per-hour gust.
Mm.
Woo! Steve and Ted.
Hurricane.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. The fine for seatbelt violation in Kansas has tripled. How often do you buckle up? Never 0%. Sometimes 6%. Always 94%. That is our poll. You can see it at our webpage, knssradio.com. And I kind of have suspicions about that, whether people are being honest about always buckling up. Big story in the national news this morning, a KC-130 tanker, refueling tanker crashing in Mississippi, and they lost 16 people down there. And it reminded me of we were talking earlier about it, A tanker crash that I covered in the news at McConnell Air Force Base. This was in the 70s, and they lost, I think, 5 crew members on that one. The plane just came up short of the runway and crashed. And I remember covering that and going out, and I had to drive my car through about 6 checkpoints, and all with armed people there saying, go over here, go over there. Finally got to the place where I did the interview and covered the story. Ted and I said, I don't remember any more crashes. Well, I'd forgotten about the biggest crash of all, the one at 16 January 1965.
Right.
Right in northeast Wichita.
Crashed in a populated neighborhood.
Whoa. Yeah. 24 people lost their lives on the ground, 7 crew members in that one. Yeah, how can I forget that one? That was probably the single biggest tanker crash anywhere, if at any time. And, of course, you weren't there, but I remember that day. I think there was a basketball game at Wichita State that day.
There was a big Shocker game that afternoon.
And my dad and I were going to it, mm-hmm. and we were down somewhere around 13th Street, and the water was just coming down in streams from up there on the hill, where hillside, up in that neighborhood. A tragic, tragic day. So, yeah, you're talking about an Air Force jet, in this case down in Mississippi, a Marine jet, loaded with fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And if something bad goes bad.
And personnel. Yeah.
So our condolences and feelings for the families of those people down in Mississippi and all of you who operate the tankers. I know that I ran into a couple of them at the annual Blarney breakfast.
Yeah.
I ran into a couple of them and talked to them for a little bit. A couple of guys who serve on those tankers, and we chatted for a little bit. But, it can be a little dangerous. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and this morning Ted's talking about the All-Star break. Right, Ted?
Yes, the Major League Baseball's 88th version of the All-Star game is tonight, and for the first time ever, it's being played in Miami. There will be some Kansas City Royals represented, including third baseman Mike Moustakas, who is on the American League roster. There's only one other Royal ever third baseman who made multiple All-Star games.
I think I can guess.
You might know who that person is.
Yeah, Wayne Terwilliger.
George Brett. George Brett and Mike Moustakas, the only Royals third baseman that have made multiple All-Star appearances.
Pretty good company.
How about a guy named Jason Vargas who is having the season of his career this year.
Yeah.
As he makes the All-Star team for the first time ever. He's got a career earned run average over 4. This year he's at 2. This year he's about 2.5. So he's having a great season.
Man.
See if he gets some action tonight out of the American League bullpen. And the starting catcher for the 4th year in a row for the American League is Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, making his 4th straight start. No other Royals catcher has ever appeared more than once in a row at the All-Star game as a starter.
I remember some of the
Daryl Porter.
Daryl Porter
was
remember him.
The other Royals starter catcher that got there. So, be sure to listen to the All-Star game live coverage at 6:00 tonight for pregame. The game will start a little after 7. Listen live to the All-Star game on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last night, if you were listening to KFH, you heard the home run derby, which involved Mike Moustakas of the Royals. He was involved in the first round of the home run derby last night, and he was right there in it, in a match and a neck-and-neck match in the opening round. He had 30 seconds left to hit one home run to try to tie things up and advance to the next round.
Right field, and nope.
How's that sound?
That was really good. That was well done by you. Miguel Sano advances in the 5-4 matchup.
That was fun.
What was that sound?
That was the announcer, doing a buzzer sound. Time's up.
That was him?
Yeah. There you go.
That was crude.
Moustakas almost made it, but he fell short 11-10 in the opening round. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees ended up winning the home run derby last night. A little football news for you. The Kansas City Chiefs have a general manager. They've promoted Brett Veach to become the 7th general manager in Chiefs history. Veach, a former assistant under Chiefs head coach Andy Reid back in the Philadelphia Eagles days. Veach most recently has been Kansas City's co-director of player personnel. It was just 2.5 weeks ago that general manager John Dorsey was fired by Clark Hunt. Now Brett Veach is the new general manager. Of course, don't forget, all Chiefs games starting this fall will be live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Little pro baseball action for you after a day off. The first-place Wichita Wingnuts begin a week-long homestand tonight. Downtown, 7:00 at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, hosting the Gary South Shore Railcats. This game will mark the halfway point of the season for the Wingnuts, who have a 12-game lead right now atop the South Division and the best record in the league. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats are advocating single-payer health care. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.